I left up you and Walter Jenkins confirmed Philip Nichols, and they tell me you're getting in worse trouble all the time.
That's Lou Nichols?
Philip Nichols, the Customs Court judge.
Yes, sir, we looked him up. As a matter of fact, we had a full field investigation on him, Mr. President.
Well, I know, but didn't you go up and tell the Committee on Judiciary what the facts were?
I talked to Jim Eastland, and Eastland said he didn't have the slightest bit of interest in the world with him. I explained that the man was perfectly all right.
Well, you got to go up there about 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning, Monday morning. Take all your stuff with you. Be sure you do your homework ahead of time, so you may have to tell him you won't see anybody that he needs to see.
Right.
He says that the Attorney General did a very unusual thing, that he sent the FBI up there by a Justice Department official with instructions to take it to all the Republican members. And he said that had never been done before, and he couldn't understand it. It ought to have gone to anybody but the senior man, but he thought there must be a purpose in it.
Who said that, Mr. President?
Eastland.
Well, that's not true.
Well, that's what he said. And said that so he was afraid that John Williams would get a hold of it and that they would use it to embarrass me.
Yes,
and I told him that I know anything about it, but I understood, number one, that this alleged incident took place several months before Philip Nichols ever became commissioner, number one. And number two, that obviously they had it, Walter said, you said they had it mixed up with some other man named N-I-C-K-O-L-E.
Yes, sir.
And this is N-I-C-K-O-L-S, and that's his last name, and this is somebody else's first name.
Well, Mr. President, precisely what happened on that, we investigated this man. He turned out fine. But then later on, we received information that somebody by the name of Nichols had been involved in this Bobby Baker mix-up somehow. So we went to Nichols. We took a signed statement from him. He indicated that he didn't even know the man, that he had nothing to do with this, and it was a complete mix-up. Now, the representative of the Justice Department, when this man's name came up for confirmation or consideration, took up the first memorandum, which reflected a complaint we'd received that this man had been mixed up. But they did not take up the second part, which showed that the man was perfectly clean.
Why didn't he?
I don't know, sir. They certainly should have. But it was not the FBI that went around to these people. It was the Department of Justice.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's what Eastland said. He didn't say FBI. I said the representative of the Justice Department. That's the language he used.
Yes, sir. Well, what they've done was that somebody over there is trying to knock Nichols out of this job.
Yeah.
But I'll take the whole thing up, pile up there Monday.
You take all the memos up there and show them that this happened before Nichols even came in.
Yes, sir.
In the custom job. Walter says that's correct. Show him he got him mixed up with another man.
That's right.
N-I-C-K-O-L-E.
Yes, sir.
This fella is a Harvard lawyer. His daddy is born and a teacher and a judge in Boston. He's not mixed up with Bobby Baker of the Senate. And his wife has been my secretary since 38. She and Walter came to work the same day.
She's a delightful girl, and the investigation shows there's not a thing in the world wrong with the man.
Oh, he's as good and pure a man as Walter Jenkins. He never did anything wrong in his life. He never even had a ginger ale with any gin in it.
You mean he doesn't even cheat on golf course?
Hell no, he's as good a person as I ever knew in my life, and as judicious a person, and as able a person, and is now the Commissioner of Customs.
Well, our investigation shows that, Mr. President, and I can clear that up in 10 minutes.
Well, Jim Eastland said that if you'd come up in the morning, Monday morning at 9:30, just go with him and do anything you want to, because I want that boy reported out of there.
May I ask you, sir?
Yes.
Did Eastland indicate that I'd already talked to him?
Oh, no. He acted like he never... He said, here's what Eastland said. I'll quote him.
Yes.
Pretty verbatim. He said that a representative of the Justice Department did a very unusual thing. He acted like he was suspicious of the Attorney General. He said this representative came up and they would normally let only the chairman and the ranking Republican see the file. He took the file to other Republicans on the committee, very much to my chagrin. I was afraid that that they would use this to embarrass you. I know I wouldn't do it, and I don't think Ruska would, and I don't think Dirksen would, but said John Williams might get a hold of it. And I said, well, I don't give a damn what John Williams gets hold of, but Jim, this fella is not the same man at all. It's an entirely different man, according to what Walter Jenkins tells me that Deke DeLoach tells him, number one. Number two, Nichols tells us that this alleged incident involving a fellow named N-I-C-K-O-L-E occurred months before he was ever commissioner of customs.
That's absolutely right.
So that's that. And...